This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 8, 2018, brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Dustin Luca writes, in today's Salem News, the Peabody Essex Museum unveiled new details in its Phillips Library building work in front of the Historical Commission Wednesday night, but the project is still away from approval. The museum plans to renovate and update the Phillips Library's original buildings on Essex Street, a complex made up of two structures that were joined in the 1960s, Plummer Hall and the Dalen House. The buildings each have their own history that far precedes the connector's construction. But when that process launched in December, the project got more attention for the possibility that a majority of the library's contents were at the time proposed to go to a climate control facility in Raleigh. That kicked off a firestorm of controversy, resulting in the museum walking back the plans and the formation of a working group to determine the purpose and future of Phillips Library, both as a pair of buildings due for an upgrade and a researcher's resource. Exterior changes come largely in three areas, according to project architect John Traficanti. Among them, the museum plans to demolish a steel brick-covered stack on one corner and reestablish vault windows that were covered when the stack went up in the 1960s. A fire escape on the opposite side of the building will also be removed, as upgrades on the back side of the property will add further accessibility. Much more in the story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The city of Lynn is again looking at options to replace the aging Pickering Middle School. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, in the wake of last spring's failed vote to build two new middle schools in the city of Lynn, the city is trying again to replace the Pickering Middle School. Gayla Colley writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com that the Lynn School Committee is scheduled to vote today to submit a statement of interest to the Massachusetts School Building Authority, MSBA, for the Pickering Middle School. Quote, I think clearly there's a real need to take a second look at how we need to replace Pickering, said Mayor Thomas McGee. It's desperately needed, and I think it's important for us to get back in the process and get in a discussion with the community. McGee, who also serves as chairman of the school committee, said the first step is to put a statement of interest into the MSBA, with the hope that it would move forward. The next step, he said, would be to engage the community on the importance of replacing Pickering. McGee said the larger discussion would be on what replacement might entail, including location of a new school and whether it would include a two-school option again. Quote, I think it was a strong vote in opposition to the plan we had last year, McGee said. Obviously, we need to engage the community again and find the common ground. Last time, the process involved at looking at a lot of different options for replacement. Officials will need to revisit and review all those options again, said McGee. Last March, voters said no to a nearly $200 million proposal to building two new middle schools, rejecting the measure by a decisive margin. The first question, which asked voters to approve the construction of the schools, failed 63-37%. The second question, which sought approval to pay for them, lost 64-36%. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. The State House reporter, Christian Wade, is writing that with several lawmakers jockeying for the Senate presidency, Democrat Harriet Chandler said Wednesday she will remain in the top post until the end of the legislative session. Chandler of Worcester has been acting Senate president since early December when Senator Stanley Rosenberg, a Democrat from Amherst, stepped down amid allegations of sexual assault and harassment by his husband, Byron Effner, toward several men with business on Beacon Hill. The Democratic-led Senate has decided to keep Chandler in the post until the end of 2018, with the body choosing a new leader next year. Democratic senators huddled for several hours in closed-door caucus in Chandler's office at the State House on Wednesday to discuss whether the body should hold a vote on a permanent Senate president. TV news crews and reporters were camped in the hallways outside the meetings. At least four lawmakers Senators Karen Spilka from Ashland, a Democrat who leads the Senate Ways and Means Committee, Eileen Donahue, a Democrat from Lowell, Eric Lesser, Democrat from Longmeadow, and Sal Domenico, a Democrat from Everett, are jockeying for support from fellow legislators to take on the job should Rosenberg not return. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, a Gloucester Republican, told reporters on Wednesday that he, too, is seeking the top post. More on the story written by Christian Wade, the State House reporter. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.